Thoughts on the Psalms. Psalm 120. Lyres. Now, I'm not talking about musical instruments. I'm talking about men, women who lie, who deceive, who cheat. Psalm 120. Clearly, the psalmist is in distress here. Verse 1. I call on the Lord in my distress. He speaks of it, and he answers me. Here is the man of God, this psalmist, he's writing a song, but he speaks about his distress. Now, what did he do in his distress, apart from write the psalm? Well, before he wrote the psalm, what does he do? I call on the Lord in my distress. He is a man of prayer. Instinctively, in his troubles, where does he turn? Not from God. There's a mark of grace. Not from God. Not raising his fist against God. But he turns to God. This is a great mark of great grace, a great test of grace. Afflictions drive us to God, not from him. I call on the Lord in my distress. And the psalmist can testify, so often the psalmist is doing this, and he answers me. What is his burden? What is his trial? What's causing him such anguish? As my title says, he is surrounded by liars, deceivers, scammers, cheats, men who want to cheat him, rob him, lie to him, deceive him, mislead him. Save me, O Lord, verse 2, save me, O Lord, from lying lips and from deceitful tongues. In the plural there, so he's speaking about others around him. Of course, he don't want to be a liar himself or a deceiver himself, but he's apparently faced with men and women who will mislead him and cheat him. And he says, I'm in anguish about it. But he knows, verse 3 and verse 4, that God hates liars, deceivers, cheats. Verse 3, verse 4, what will he do to you and what more besides, O deceitful tongue? He will punish you with a warrior's sharp arrows, with burning coals of the broom tree. The psalmist knows that God hates such, and the psalmist joins in with God. The psalmist himself is a man of peace. Woe to me that I dwell in Meshech, that I live among the tents of Kedar. Too long I have lived among those who hate peace. I am a man of peace. But when I speak, they are for war. They won't listen to my words of peace. They don't want truth. I'm surrounded by men of war, cheat, lying, deceiving. So the man of God, in his distress and his anguish, prays to God. He looks to God for deliverance. And this is the reality of the spiritual experience. Brother and sister, the world is not a friendly place. The old spiritual on the cotton plantations, this world is not my home, I'm just a passing through. The world is not a friendly place. I know today the theory is that we make the church, make believers, similar, the same, like the world. It can't be done. Oh, my friend, we're living in an evil age. God has delivered us from this evil age. He's translated us out of the realm of darkness into the kingdom of the Son of his love. And we shall have to meet this opposition. All who will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Brother, sister, you're going through terrible trouble at the moment, meeting liars and cheats and scammers. What is your hope? Turn to the Lord. Listen to William Cowper. God of my life, to thee I call, afflicted at thy feet I fall. When the great water floods prevail, leave not my trembling heart to fail. Friend of the friendless and the faint, where should I lodge my deep complaint? Where but with thee, whose open door invites the helpless and the poor? Did ever mourner plead with thee, and thou refuse that mourner's plea? Does not the word still fixed remain, that none shall seek thy face in vain? That were a grief I could not bear. Didst thou not hear and answer prayer? but a prayer-hearing, answering God supports me under every load. Fair is the lot that's cast for me. I have an advocate with thee. They whom the world caresses most have no such privilege to boast. Poor though I am, despised, forgot, yet God, my God, forgets me not. And he is safe and must succeed for whom the Lord vouchsafes to plead. May God bless these thoughts to us today.